Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Welcome back. We're going to chat to a man now who set out to circumnavigate the entire Irish coast in a kayak. I think he managed to do it. Kevin O'Sullivan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Oliver. How are you doing?
Not so bad at all. Do we say congratulations? You managed to actually do this crazy feat.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. I mean, I did it a few years ago. I finished just before COVID, and I hold the record at the slowest circumnavigation of Ireland, 915 days, calendar days it took me. So,
hang on a second. I take back my congratulations. you were going around the place boasting that you managed to complete the slowest circumnavigation of the island of Ireland, 915 days. So you're in the kayak for 915 days when you added it all together.
Calendar days. It was about 46 days paddling. You see, because I was working at the time. I'm retired now recently. Yeah. And
what did you do as your job, by the way?
I was an airline pilot with Aer Lingus, you know. Oh, for I worked there for 40 plus years. So I had to fit it in between my shifts. So in fact, that was the biggest challenge I faced initially, was figuring out how to do it. Typically, people who do circumnavigation, they do it over the summer. They're teachers or they have their own company and they can take months off and just go and do it in one go. But I couldn't reconcile that. So it was my wife came up with the idea, why don't you break it into little bits and do it your way? You know, so,
What was it, because you're a pilot looking out so much at Ireland from above, that this idea came into your head?
Well, that was part of it. But really, I suppose I've heard of other guys doing it before and women who had done it before. Like there's maybe 70 or 80 people have done it before and less than 30 solo. And the seed just sat in my head as an idea. I'd love to try that someday, maybe towards the latter end of my kayaking career when I was, you know, a lot of experience. Mm-hmm. So I just kept rolling. But my problem, as you mentioned earlier in the intro, was seasickness. I couldn't seem to reconcile the two. So that proved another challenge.
Yeah, that would put most people off and also say maybe you shouldn't try going on the sea all around Ireland if you've suffered terrible seasickness.
Yeah, I know, but I just the idea was
there's a stubbornness. Yeah,
there is a bit. But it's like, you know, I've come across lots of people who've had challenges, you know, physical challenges or whatever, and they've managed to do things. And I thought, like, surely I can just figure a way of doing this, you know. So that was part of my challenge. Was like I was okay with my kayaking ability, and I've been kayaking for a long time, 40 plus years.
Very good. So you know what you're doing.
I know what I'm doing. Yeah, it's like if anyone's listening to this, you can't just sort of set off on a kayak and hope for the best. Like, you know, so that proved a challenge. And that, so I mean, I suppose, you know, I want to talk a little bit about the book as well. Mm-hmm. What I've tried to say in the book, which wasn't, I didn't ever set out to write a book. It's just someone suggested it after my blog accumulated.
Very good. Time. So you kept kind of note of what you were doing, and then it ends up as a book. Big Dream, Little Boat.
That's it. Big Dream, Little Boat, and Liffey Press are the ones who took me on board and, you know, took a gamble on my...
They've done a lovely job on it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, it's a nice feeling book, you know. It's a nice, lots of photographs. And
loads of lovely, beautifully illustrated book. By the way, how did you get over your seasickness in the end? Or did you get over it? Did you just tolerate it? What do you do?
Yeah, well, a bit of both, really, Oliver. I figured out that if I could stop an hour into my day's paddle and just stand on solid ground again and then go again, that helped. But that wasn't always possible. For example, crossing the Shannon between Kerry and Clare, there's nowhere to stop and stand out of the boat. So I took meds and I just paced myself, hydrated. And I had to fight through it at times, you know. And I've described this in the book as best as I could. But the idea behind the book, I've tried to create what it was like to actually experience. It's like trying to write about a meal. How do you explain taste without giving someone the food? Like, you know, so I've done my best to create what it was like step by step along the way, you know, to be in. I've tried to put people in the boat with me, you know.
Yeah, well, we look at maps of Ireland so often, but we never consider, you know, literally going around the margins of the whole thing, which is what you did. So I presume the East Coast was far easier than the West, for instance.
Absolutely, yeah. And essentially, I started on the East Coast as a training ground. And maybe, like, in the first summer, I made it down as far as Waterford. To Mick O'Mara, he's the record holder at 23 days.
Oh, so we're both there. Days, we,
Yeah, he's an absolute animal of a character, a fantastic character. And so he had inspired me because I saw him coming through Skerries back in 2015 and he was on his record-breaking run. And he locked eyes with me and he knew me from kayaking. Yeah. And he just said, you can do this, Kev. And when someone sort of locked eyes on you like that and said something, it sort of resonated inside me. It was actually quite an emotional thing.
Right.
So, yeah, so that's...
It's what I love about it is the fact that you kind of get to know Ireland really, really well, don't you? It was you come to Donegal, for instance, you're getting off the kayak in random parts of Ireland and just coming ashore like a quite literally a wild man.
Ah, so there you go.
And what happens when you come ashore? Do you just go because you don't know where you're going to end up, do you, when you set off for the day?
Well, this is the thing, you see, and this is it's like anything. The unexpected things that happen along the way. I could not believe the kindness of strangers in a world that's gone a little bit mad. to arrive into a place, I just hungered to speak to somebody, you know, and I'd just go to a pub or whatever. I just needed to converse because it was lonely. Like and a lot of the book is about the loneliness and dealing with the loneliness and the thoughts in your head and all the way your mind can run off and a bit of a spiral. So I was just hungry to meet people. People just wanted to touch the adventure. That sounds weird, but when I said what I was doing, I declared pretty early doors, I'm on a circumnavigation of Ireland. People go, really? Their eyes would widen. And, you know, they just wanted to help. And it reminded me of, I would have heard stories in previous generations of people like walking cattle to the fair or whatever and could only get so far and they'd be taken in by people to, you know, to sleep in the barn with, and That's have right. the cattle in the field, whatever, on their way. So that old sort of supporting the traveller type of thing, mm-hmm. I noticed it because I was coming in off the sea of random places, unannounced, and people just wanted to, like, to mind me. It was just...
The mehel.
A mehel, absolutely. Right. Yeah, exactly like a mehel, yeah.
So they took you in, and in Donegal, I think, is that one of the friendliest places you met along the way?
Oh, but, now there you are. That's a very loaded question.
Well, we won't answer it now, but they'll have to go into the book. It's called Big Dream, Little Boat. Kevin O'Sullivan, look out for that with the Liffey Press. Congratulations on being the slowest man in a kayak going around the country. And thanks a million for your story, Kevin. Good luck to you.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Be safe on the sea. Bye-bye. Be safe on the sea, everyone.
From the North, text studio, followed by your message to 80889.